Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. It is Red Men News, and you are joined by the dream team, the Red Men OGs, Mr. Paul Machen, that I am, and Mr. Chris Page, after he is right there. Jürgen Klopp's done his press conference. We'll talk through some of the bigger moments of that in a moment, and a couple of transfer bombshells dropped by our good friend David Maddock from The Mirror. But first, we are brought to you in association with the awesome Red Men TV merchandise, and right now that means Christmas sweatshirts. They are an absolute belter. I don't need, look, if you're watching this, you'll be able to see, you'll have seen, they're all over Twitter, and why wouldn't they be? Divock Origi is, it's next level shit. Our designer, Simon Cole, is an absolute hero. He's a wonderful human being, he's an incredibly talented man, and he's basically managed to shoehorn in Jürgen Klopp, Brennan Allison, and a small dinosaur onto a sweatshirt, which is even more relevant this year. Or because Jordan Pickford has got teeny tiny, he's only got little arms. He couldn't touch the crossbar because he's only got little arms. And you can celebrate that fact. And obviously, the Rigi's last minute win at last Christmas with the Redmen Christmas shirt. If you want something a little bit more subdued, there's a couple more designs there as well. But go to the-redmen-tv.myshopify.com for that. All the link is on our pinned tweet on Twitter as well, at the Redmen TV on Twitter. Get involved. If you're in the UK, get moving quickly. I've said this before. These are all printed to order. They're not sat on a rail. This is not sat in a massive warehouse in Amazon somewhere. It is being made for you, which means it needs time to be made. So if you want to get it in time for Christmas in the UK, I would strongly suggest getting your order in today or over the weekend, because the longer you leave it, the less likely.
You can still buy it if you are abroad. It's the pinned tweet on our Twitter account. We'll give you the delivery dates and when you need to order buying stuff. So yeah, make it nice and easy for you.
100%. Get involved with all that. So we'll kick our things off before we get into Jürgen with stuff from David Maddock. Now, he's been chatting to LFC4AR, who I'd never heard of, but they've done a little interview with him, asked some interesting questions about transfers. First and foremost, the most asked question, does LFC have the intention of signing new players in the coming window? Is there a specific position LFC wants to strengthen? And Dave says, yes, Jürgen Klopp has said they're ready to go into the transfer market in January if the right player, one who can help, comes up. He's even said it's actually easier now to sign players in January rather than summer because the Premier League window closes earlier than the rest of in Europe. So expect the signing.
Expect the signing.
He's put balls on the line.
It wouldn't surprise me if Liverpool signed. I'm not expecting a signing because I just don't know how Jürgen normally works. He normally likes to keep that squad for an entire year, doesn't he, Paul? So, you know, are you going to get someone who's going to come in and make a difference straight away? If you are, naturally I'm going to say forward position. Mm-hmm. But maybe there's slightly less that you need to do in terms of teamwork and learning the system and all that type of stuff. Yeah. We've talked about it so many times, haven't we? That 4-3 for the front three positions. Yeah. That would be the one, isn't it? And I think it's being opportunistic and maybe reacting to the market slightly in this. And if Jadon Sancho is probably the one we'll come on to later, if he becomes available, and there's a generational talent out there that you have a chance of getting in January, maybe while the other teams aren't in a position to put their offering because they've spent all their money in the summer, then now is the time to take that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was asked the question. I said, no, it'll never happen. I said, well, if he's a target in the summer, what does that change? If they've got the money, I agree with the logic on that. If you let's say Liverpool were going to buy him in the summer, but he's available in January, get him in January. Yeah. So he gets asked the question about Kylian Mbappe, which he said would be very unrealistic, I think. And then there's a mention of Jadon Sancho.
What was the second question down on the other one?
Oh, sweet. Yeah, many rumours link Liverpool with Sancho. Does LFC really consider signing him? And if he came, will that be at the expense of one of the front three? No, if he came in, it would be as someone who's still in 19 and still learning his game, says Dave. So he would be fed into the team and not a starter straight away. I wonder whether, because we've seen Ryan Brewster being linked with it with loans away. There's just... Or, you know, he's not been getting game time, but I don't think, I just don't think he, look, Harry Wilson's, and we'll talk about the Harry Wilson stuff in a minute because Klopp mentioned the press conference. Brewster needs senior football, and at the minute, he's not getting it at us, but we do need someone else. That's what you're talking about, I think, because we don't do a lot of business in January, but when we need it, we have done, and you can people can scoff at the Culker stuff. We needed a centre half, so we got a centre half on loan. Virgil van Dijk became available an option in the January. We need him, so we brought him in. If Liverpool have the ability to do that, maybe Jadon Sancho. I would still be astounded if we signed him.
Liverpool are going to be interested in him. There are going to be every top club in Europe is going to be interested in him. Now might be an easier time to buy him without getting into a bidding war because of what I mentioned before about other teams potentially playing or Pep, you know, using most of their transfer funds up. Yeah. The other thing is as well, he looks unhappy at the moment. It doesn't look like he's having the best time at Dortmund. Mm-hmm. He's 19 years old. If you're not having a good time and you're abroad, you're away from home, that might even compound the issues for him. He might just want to get back into England because stuff's not going right for him on the pitch. Maybe he's not enjoying life off the pitch because of that. And maybe he wants to come and work for the best manager in world football at the moment, at the best team in world football. One that he seems to me like a cocksure lad as well. Like he knows that he's good enough to try and break into that side. He did it at Dortmund. He went there at 18 years old and broke into their team. They're fighting at the top of the Bundesliga. They're no mugs, are they? Absolutely. He'll believe in himself and in his ability to go in and break into that team. And, you know, he might be looking at it now and going, it takes just one injury. Yeah. And I'll be playing for the European champions.
I think it's a great example of this. We'll move things on to Klopp's press conference and a few chats about things. He mentioned Jadon Shaqiri. And he talked about this and about the attitude of the squad. And he basically said, you need to have half a brain to be at Liverpool. I prefer a full brain because they understand the situation. And when asked about Shaq, what he says is, people are expecting Shaqiri to like be spitting the dummy out effectively, but he understands, like everyone does, they understand the nature of things. They understand that when the team is playing well, I'm not just going to put you in. And he explains Shaqiri as an example of this, is that he's had injuries, plus he was also in a spell last season when he plays in Mo Salah's position. Mm. Are you going to take Liverpool's top goal scorer out just so Shaqiri feels a bit happier? And I wonder whether this is one of those things, is that you've got to have that attitude coming in. If Jadon Sancho is prepared to come in and be of the attitude that I'm going to come in, I'm going to learn, and I will get my opportunity, but I'm not, you know, only when the timing's right.
And why wouldn't you as well? I think that's the other thing. I think it's completely different trying to build a squad when you're finishing fourth or fifth every season and you're not winning trophies. That's the hardest point to try and build a squad, because what you want is the quality of player that's good enough to win the league. Yeah. And you want a player behind them that are good enough to win the league as well, or there or thereabouts, but you're not winning any trophies. So that player behind gets pissed off. He's like, I'm not playing and I'm not winning anything. Yeah. What they're doing at the moment is these lads, like Shaqiri, he's got a European Cup winners, a Champions League winning medal from last season. Yeah. And he was involved.
He might have picked up a Cup Winners' Cup one on eBay or something.
Maybe, yeah, you know what I mean? Finally, Liverpool have got their hands on one. And so now you look at it and you go, well, I'm sitting on the bench, but the team's doing well. We're top of the table by this many points. I'm getting my opportunities now. I've seen that in one of the biggest games of the season in the derby. The games are coming thick and fast. He told me to wait for this period of the season. First opportunity in December, I've got into the side. It's now my job to go and make sure that, you know, I keep that place. Jadon Sancho might be looking at going, right, exactly the same as him. If I go there, I continue my development, they're going to make me better players, the great coaches there, I'm going to get a little bit more extra money as well. I might get a league winners medal out the back of it, and the Champions League, and an FA Cup, probably not the Carabao Cup, maybe, you know, I'll be part of the world champions as well. Mm. Why wouldn't you want that?
No, absolutely not, because Man United might offer him four times as much money and then we'll know exactly what he's like. Did you realise that you did the build-up, that if Liverpool beat Bournemouth, we'll be guaranteed to be top at Christmas?
No, but I did as soon as the first question came in for the show.
It was, I saw the press conference and I was like, I'd not thought about that. I'd genuinely not thought about, like...
Because it's so far away.
Yes.
And that's why, that's how far ahead we are. Yeah, isn't it? And you're like, really? I think Klopp was like,
Really? Go on. Go ahead. Normally, it's like, I think like last year, we've done it on pretty much in the game before we secured it, whatever. It's been a lot tighter than that. That's absolutely fantastic. It was just no discussion point on that. I just thought it was really interesting. There's a couple of interesting things that I think spin off from what Jürgen's was saying, Chris. One thing was about training and rotation.
Mm.
What I thought was quite interesting, he talked about the rotated squad for Everton, and he basically mentioned how much training the fringe lads have had, because he said, and he actually referenced it for the first time, he almost acknowledged this, there's the normal team that plays most games, but then you've got all the other lads, and that normal team plays, recovers, but then you've got this group of other really good footballers who don't have to have days off to recover because they've not played, and he basically references the fact that they've had more training time means that almost like it hints that behind the scenes almost they've probably been preparing this Everton team or a variation on it for a number of, well, everyone else has been flat out, they've actually had something else spinning in the background.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something I'd really considered, but
when you think about the performance that we put in against Everton, how the front three played together and how they played against Barcelona and all that type of stuff, the one thing is, I think teams generally get better after Christmas when they have played together enough in game.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
That they know exactly what the idea is for this season, because it does change season on season. What we're seeing, I think, is lads who've trained together so much in such a way that they actually don't need those games. And they might have gotten to that end point slightly quicker because they haven't got that rest and recovery days. They're just in the training.
Yeah.
So they've probably had twice as much training by this point of the season as the lads who were in the first team.
Yeah.
They just haven't had any game time to put it into practice yet.
Exactly, that's it. And, you know, they just, the whole thing, maybe you've just got a bit more work on it. Because he talked about, again, then the lads from the main team had an extra training session this week because the lads who played the weekend got a recovery day. And they're so he basically said the first team lads, as it were, got more training this week because of the rotation, which means you've probably got a bit more time to work on shape, a bit more time to work on tactics and whatever. And it becomes this constantly replenishing.
Is it a surprise that the rotated side was the first one to change the formation?
It's interesting though, isn't
it? The ones who've trained for maybe a 4-2-3-1 or whatever, however you want to write that formation up with Lallana and the 10 and the two midfielders next to each other.
Yeah.
The other lads haven't had time to do anything like that.
Yeah.
Maybe next week we'll see them after a week's training, innit?
That's it. I thought that was really, really interesting. Just a little, you know, kind of reading between the lines on the stuff that he'd said. And again, it kind of feeds into this idea of why the players need to be ready at every opportunity. We was asked about the Capital One, I do it every time, because one.
CWC,
I write it CWC and go Capital One Cup. Club World Cup. I'm going to do that forever. He was asked about the split in the squad and he basically said there was never a consideration towards actually splitting the squad, which I thought was really interesting. But about the Villa game, I thought it was really nice how he kind of said, I would love to be a part of this game. He said, I'm going to take all responsibility here. It's not on the players, not on Critch. They've got to go and enjoy themselves. But I would love, and he said, like, I'm responsible for this game, even when I'm not there. They should fight for every inch. I like that attitude. I think we're going to that game.
Do you think he's been watching Al Pacino's speech?
Yeah. Yeah. I think
there's a parody of that available on Retro Football TV.
I think Liverpool's children are going to get absolutely annihilated by Aston Villa. However, what he said was about there was a great quote. He says it's a good chance to grow above yourself, which I thought was a really.
I reckon
nice
that's one of those that
it.
Sounds better in German than it does in English.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, yeah, it depends on how what you like the German dialect, of course. But yeah, I like that. It sounds quite philosophical, doesn't it? You know, this is you now. If you want to be more, this is your chance to be it. And that's what their message is. That their team talk will be that, lads. Everyone thinks you're going to get battered here because you're kids. Do you want to be? This is your chance to wear the Liverpool shirt. Do you want it for 90 minutes? You get a chance to play like gods. I love that you can get a hint here. This is what the attitude is going to be of this team when they push.
Absolutely, and that should make them play with the freedom. But we've seen this week, haven't we? That doesn't always work out like that. Mm-hmm. Everton went in with the same attitude at Anfield.
Yeah.
Everyone knows you're going to get beaten. You're going to get beaten by big goals. This is fight for this, fight for every.
They're going, yeah. Then someone's gone. But if you do lose, the manager will get sacked. And they go, oh.
Okay.
Yeah, might just change that a
That's
little
like
bit.
It's like a pay, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Harry Wilson, then, it was asked about, he said, he's happy he can't play against us. Each free kick is a proper threat. He described his free kick taking as world class. But he said he's a bomber to improve the rest of his game in between the lines, using the speed, etc. I really like that. I like that idea of just, I mean, look, we know it. That's what loans are for. But he's glowing in the praise of
him. Yeah, well,
he
said as well, you know, further on from that quote, he goes on to say, like, look, and he has gotten better. Yeah. That's what. And Harry Wilson will be made up, and Harry Wilson will be, you know, probably really pleased with his form so far this season. Because the question marks are, oh, yeah, he did it in the Championship. Can he step up? Well, we've seen Harry Wilson do it. We've seen Tammy Abraham do it now as well. So two high-profile cases of lads who've done well in the Championship, Mount as well, probably, and coming into the Premier League and doing really well. Wilson, I think, you know, is such a talent. But the question marks were really around whether he was able to do that at Liverpool, whether he's good enough to displace Mo Salah or Sadio Mane or maybe a midfielder.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing is the Premier League is certainly his level.
Yeah.
That's what we're seeing right now. Now, if we were to take him back at the end of the season, surrounded with better players, can you push him on even further? Jürgen will be made up, Harry Wilson will be made up. This looks like it's gone well for both parties. And most importantly, doesn't get to take those free kicks against us.
Absolutely. But you look at him, and I look at like Adam Lallana as an example of this. We might well decide to move on at the end of the season. He's probably going to move to a Premier League level football club. You've got the option there, maybe just to replace him there. You know, his place in the squad could be up for grabs for a Harry Wilson. And then, you know, you're getting Lallana on the way down and a Wilson on the way up. Both Premier League quality individuals that could well be in the thinking. But obviously, we'll see. So have you got any thoughts and comments for us?
Yeah, so Popandu, he was spamming, so I turned him out, but he wants us to talk about his point. So he thinks the atmosphere in Anfield is going down and down. What do you think about it? Do you think we could be able to improve the atmosphere inside Anfield?
You know, I always feel like the atmosphere is better at the back end of the season. You know, you get the big games and stuff like that, but when there's something riding on every single game, and also, I'll be dead honest about this, I think you might be right at the start of this season compared to maybe the start of last season, because we're almost now so used to the team being so good that maybe we don't have to give it. We're giving it 100%, but we're not giving it 110 anymore.
I'd be honest, I actually completely disagree. I think that even the atmosphere for generic dead rubber football matches is better than it's ever been. You used to get 10 minutes of a noise, and that would decrease. You know, that number has been getting less and less season on season. We stand up on the cop for 90 minutes of every game now. Like, it's just a subtle change that's happened. It's not that long removed since. You'd only stood up in the really, really big games, so you couldn't sing otherwise. And I wouldn't say that, look, Barcelona compared to Brighton, it's not the same, you know what I mean? It's completely different. So the lowest levels are still nowhere near as good as the highest levels. But I think across the board, I think the atmosphere at Anfield's better than it's probably been in the entire time that I've gone there, certainly. But it can always be better, can't it? You know, I think that's the only thing that lingers is that doubt about the league title. When Everton score both of their goals, the atmosphere went flat.
because it, I think it crept into people's heads.
There's loads and loads of pressure on us as fans and on the team and stuff. But you do get that 30 seconds and then you get your fucking big roar that says, come on, Liverpool, and it's back into it and it's loud again. I really enjoyed the massive games this season. I think they've been just as good as ever. But I do feel like you remember last season at the end of the season and it's nothing like the end of the season yet. Yeah. It's not even halfway. And the atmosphere will just keep growing and growing and growing to the point where you'll forget you had these fears probably.
We're booing and jeering Everton's every touch of the ball, and we've never done that before. We normally only do that against like possessions like Man City or the big European games. We actually gave a team that we're miles better than and we're fucking dominating, we gave them the bifters in that game, you know, like which I thought was a big difference. But yeah, it's an interesting point nevertheless.
A couple of super chats. Captain Meat Adventures says signed Soyuncu and Maddison from Leicester.
Soyuncu's going to end up getting signed by either City or Man United, isn't he? And Brendan Rodgers will be laughing his cock off all the way to the bank when he creams another £80 million for a set of, I think he's good. And I reckon Pep likes him because I think from a distance he's got a touch of the Puyol about him. He's a little bit short and he's got the flowing mane thing. Maybe that'll tip him over the edge, but yeah, whatever.
Maddison, for me, he's a really talented player and he's going to have a good career and maybe a great career. You don't sign someone without playing someone in his role, and at the moment we just don't play someone in his role. So,
he might be able to convert to one of those, you know, side midfield roles or whatever. He's certainly got the talent. Both of those lads feel like to me like following the Harry Maguire path. Man United will come to the end of the season and they will spunk £150 million on both of those lads. And they'll be playing for Manchester United, and everyone will go, okay, yeah, fair enough. But I could be completely.
And then we had another super chat from Ben Pryor. Says, loving the Patreon, Paul. Everyone should join it.
Thank you. Nice one, Ben. Yeah.
What have you been putting on there?
Just some behind the scenes stuff from what I've been doing, bits of photos and stuff, extended versions of the videos that I've done, 100K stuff. There was loads of extra questions that were asked for that, so that's on there. So far, yeah, patreon.com/mates if you're interested. If you don't, I've got a channel, which is what it's from, which is Mates TV on YouTube. Anyway, but yeah, thanks very much, Ben, for being. I think Ben was my second patron, so absolute hero. Right, that we'll wrap that up there then. Thank you very much, guys, for watching, for listening, and if you're live here right now on YouTube, subscribing to the channel as well. Make sure you go and get your Redmen TV sweatshirt. Go to the pinned tweet on @TheRedmenTV on Twitter. All the details are there, including the shipping dates, etc. And you can have a closer look at all the designs. Other than that, thank you very much, Chris. Thank you very much, Simon. Thank you very much to you. Have a good weekend.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.